When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Before we get to the Yankee stuff, so Rempe has been suspended 4 games for his hit on Siegenthaler to the head. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know Laviolette like you know him, but according to Vince Mercogliano, Laviolette said Rempe lifted his elbow before the Siegenthaler hit to brace himself before hitting the boards, but added he's got to be mindful as well. He was getting to a point where he's going to go crashing into the boards. He put his arms up. He can learn from it. Listen, I'm not a big hockey expert. I've seen the video 5 times. He put his arms up to hit the guy in the head. I mean, stop trying to put lipstick on a pig here. He didn't put his arms up to brace himself.
I mean, Don, isn't that move? I haven't watched hockey as much as Don. I've watched my share over the years. I've seen that. That's a move. That wasn't a random occurrence. He's done that before.
Listen, I'm not going to name everybody that I talked to yesterday, but there were people on the Devil side, Ranger side, and they all said, "Hey, the kid's got to do better." Laviolette's going to defend his player. You know, at what price? I don't know. Listen, I'm an announcer, a fan, and he's a coach. So he's obviously coming from a place of a lot more educated than I am. I saw what I saw. The league saw what they saw.
Dave Maloney saw what he saw.
Dave Maloney.
They reviewed it. You know, all major penalties are reviewable now, which I like. Because if they get it wrong, then they don't have to, you know, serve a 5-minute major. So they looked at it and saw that it was a major penalty, subject to suspension when you get a game misconduct. So everybody saw it one way. Peter saw it the other. So now you look at motivation. Peter obviously knows what he's doing. He sees the way we see. His motivation is to defend his player. So that's where that comes from. And if you defend your player, well, then it shouldn't be an issue. But he said he's also going to know better. So he's... doesn't matter what he says to the public. I'm sure he's talking to Rempe now about when he comes back, these things are just not going to be tolerated because next time it's going to be a 10-game suspension. And after that, it's going to become a chronic issue and he's going to be no help to this team and he's going to be down in Hartford instead of playing in the postseason with the Rangers. So
he's going to turn into the Draymond Green of hockey. I mean, the NBA looks at Draymond Green differently than they look at other players. If you get a reputation, you're doomed.
See, that's the other aspect of it, is that, yeah, he can get suspended more. But also, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt. And so, let's say it's reversed, okay? Let's say he elbowed Siegenthaler on February 22nd. And then last night, he hits Bastion. How much you want to bet that the Bastion would have been a suspension based on what he had done with the elbow the time before? So, you see, he didn't get a suspension on the Bastion. And I didn't think he deserved one. But will he get that benefit of the doubt the next time there's a borderline play? And it might cost the Rangers a 5-minute major or it might cost him games down the road. So, you don't want to build a reputation with the league, but you also don't want to build a reputation with these officials because you're on the ice trying to produce goals and hit and be a positive aspect to the game. And if you go out there and you're sitting in the box for 2 to 5 minutes, that's not helping anybody's cause. These games are too vitally important. This team's got two bigger fish to fry than to worry about placating this guy's ego and building in to what the fan base loves about him. I love him. The Ranger fans love him. But they're not going to be able to love him for the next 4 games because he's not going to be dressed.
Ian Begley reporting that OG Anunoby will return for the Knicks tonight against the Sixers.
There you go.
Yay!
He's been out since January 27th with elbow injury and subsequent surgery. And the Knicks' winning percentage has dipped in his absence. The club went 14-2 with him in the lineup in January. So that's one big piece coming back. And in 14 games with the Knicks, 15.6 points per game.
Hello.
Great defender. Shot almost 40% from three, especially from the corners, even higher overall, 51.6%.
But you can frankly, Michael, throw the all those stats out the window. The only stat that matters is this is a significantly, almost unexplainably better team when he's on the floor.
Yeah, it is inexplicable. I mean, he's good, but he's certainly not a superstar, but something clicks with them when he's, and it drops everybody back into their normal roles.
But it's also not sustainable to play at that, you know, 900 basketball. So you're going to take somewhat of a step back, but still, they were way better after that deal.
But do you guys,
and they were pretty good before it.
But Michael, how do you feel today with the conversations we've had? And isn't it funny that, I don't know if you guys noticed that, I thought it was funny that Greg Anthony basically felt the way we did when I asked him, how would you kind of view this team considering what they've had? How would you talk about them? And he kind of felt how we did. He wouldn't. There's almost nothing to say about what the team that they've been. But Michael, now you look at it. Yes, they're only holding on by a couple of games, but to be in the four spot, getting OG back, this could have been worse.
It could, but I'm not sure I agree with you, Peter, because they really lost a lot of their leverage in terms of staying out of the play-in. I mean, they're a game and a half out of the play-in, so it was very costly.
That injury and
Randall's injury, I guess you could say, well, they were in fourth in the East, but they're very close to dropping out too. This right. I hate to say this on March, what is it, the 12th?
Yeah.
This is a gigantic game in terms of tiebreakers, and the Sixers are breathing down your throat. They get back Maxey. They're hoping to someday soon get back Joel Embiid. All of a sudden, you drop into the fifth or sixth spot.
No,
or maybe out of the playoffs and into the play-in.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
I was going to say, but to your point, Peter, you know, the way how important these players are, they could be in the play-in now, and they're not.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, you think about the four-game losing streak into the break. Since then, for as bad as this situation has been, it's been win, loss, win, loss, loss, win, loss, win, loss. That's not that bad for what this team is right now.
Because with some of the games they lost.
I mean, Michael, what would you expect? How much better could they have done? They're not going to go better than 500 down everybody.
Well, they've had some good wins and they've had some horrendous losses.
Maybe
you're right. The horrendous losses are staying with me more.
That's what I think it is. You're focused on the horrendous losses, but the wins they got, Don, this could have easily been that they're already sitting in the seven slot.
But wouldn't the logic is they beat Orlando, shockingly. They beat Cleveland, shockingly. And that makes up for the miserable performance against Philadelphia where they scored, 73, 74 points, and the loss to Atlanta. So they've given some, they've taken some, but overall, they kept their head above water, they've held on to the four seed, and now you get back a really important piece to help make you think that they should play even better, and now maybe put the idea of a play-in a little bit more on the back burner.
All right,
but this West Coast trip is interesting, though, right? Bad teams, but it's still a West Coast trip.
Yeah, it's not what you want. It's not what you want. But getting Anunoby back is good. And we'll
see exactly
how they
what
do
you
against
want.
The
it's what you need. It's more than what you want. It's what you need.
It is what you need. It is what you need. Well, the Yankees didn't need to hear about Gerrit Cole having to have an MRI. The same day, Aaron Judge had an MRI on his abdominal muscle. That came back clean. That's according to Judge. And they're going to shut him down until the end of the week. Judge says that he still has plenty of time to be able to play on March 28th, opening day in Houston against the Astros. So from what I'm hearing, they don't seem as concerned about Judge as they are about Cole. So the Judge situation is concerning to me that he would be banged up despite not playing that much in spring training. That's a little concerning.
But do you think this is going to be just something that's going to be for the rest of the time he's a Yankee?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's never had this. Where's this injury coming from?
I don't know. But if you're fatigued now, that is going to be like, you know, when they've got 10 consecutive games without an off day or 12 or whatever, he's not playing all 12. That there's going to be moments during the course of a season where they're just going to shut him down. Something's bothering him. He's fatigued. And I would not be surprised that throughout his career, you'll see him play less and less and less. He's not going to play 162. Nobody does anymore. But is it going to be 150? And then maybe it'll be 140 and 135, where there'll be moments as he gets older that they're really going to be cautious not to push any ailment, anything going on with him, because let's face it, he's almost a partner, Michael. He's involved in the decision. You've invested a decade in this guy. They want to make sure he's as healthy as possible for as long as possible in this contract.
Well, obviously, you know, I think it's going to be a case if he's feeling good, they'll play him, and, you know, they're going to be very careful like they are with this. Now, in terms of Cole, and I said this at the start of the show, and I'll repeat it, just the sense I'm getting, it's not great. Not great, Bob. I don't know how bad it is, but it's not good. That's the best way I could put it. So we know that he's not going to be ready. This is what they said publicly. Not going to be ready to start opening day. Okay, you get over that. Whatever. If it's one or two starts, you're thrilled. As I said earlier, if he misses a month, just a month, if they say, okay, he's going to miss a month, I think they would literally throw a party in the Yankee front offices. You just cross your fingers for many reasons. I am not one of these guys, even when I was a young fan, I never rooted for players on teams that weren't the Yankees to get injured. And if you're a baseball fan, there's something exhilarating about watching someone at the level of talent as Gerrit Cole pitch. And for him not to be able to pitch, it's really a crushing blow to a baseball fan. But let's take the emotions out of it. If he's hurt for a significant amount of time, it is an absolute body blow to the New York Yankees, because there's no replacement. There's no replacement to Gerrit Cole. You can't go out, you know, people talking about, well, the Yankees have reengaged with the White Sox on Dylan Cease. Hey, it'd be nice to get Dylan Cease. 2 years ago, he finished second in the Cy Young Award. Look at his numbers this year. Yeah. There's a 1.5 whip. He has 77 walks. I mean, he has a hard time throwing strikes. I know he throws 98, 99 miles an hour, and it would be a nice addition. But I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for him, because you're not replacing Gerrit Cole. You might have a Dylan Cease somewhere in your system. Maybe Clayton Beter becomes that guy. But last year he had 79 walks in 177 innings. Now, yeah, he struck out 214, but he had a 4.58 ERA, 7-9. And with the information that's out there right now, White Sox aren't giving the Yankees any breaks. The White Sox, when the Yankees spoke about Dylan Cease with them earlier, when there was no thought that Gerrit Cole was injured, they asked for Spencer Jones. Mm-hmm. So are you going to do it now? No. So it would be, I'm not going to say it's a death blow, but it is a body blow to the New York Yankees if they lose Gerrit Cole for any significant amount of time, because you can't replace that guy.
All right, let's try to think about how you think of replacing him. Like I said, you're not going to go out and get Gerrit Cole. Can't happen. Those players are not available. There's only a handful of them, and they're not being made available. The question is, can you find someone who's better potentially than Rodon in his best season? If not, then that means Rodon is your ace. And now you're trying to find somebody to be your second starter, third starter. Can they find somebody to be their new ace? Or is it automatically going to be at least to start Rodon?
I guess if – it's a great question, Don. I guess if they got Cease or if they signed Snell, I would see that person sliding in to be the number one. Because, you know, right now you're hoping – that Rodon gets back to what he was in the year with the Giants and the year before that with the White Sox. But if he does get back to that, you know what? He is an ace. He's not an ace on the level of Gerrit Cole, because that's a generational player, Gerrit Cole. And the thing that makes him special is that he doesn't get hurt, and here he is hurt. But I just have not a great feeling about this, because I'm just trying to piece together, with 38 years of knowledge in this game, both Judge and Cole went for an MRI. Same day. We know what Cole's MRI said. It's not like they haven't seen Gerrit Cole's MRI. They've seen it. Now, what they're doing is they're looking for options. They're talking to the best doctors in the world that deal with these sort of things to see exactly what they could do, if they have to have surgery, if it's something that rest would heal, stuff like that. I just don't like the feeling of it. I don't think it's a positive in any way, shape, or form.
And what you don't want, and this kind of happened with DeGrom, where you don't know what it is. and he comes back and he pitches and this rears its ugly head again in May or June. And now he's on the shelf again and you're trying to figure it out. And then, God forbid, it's, oh, he needs Tommy John surgery. So instead of being back next year in April, now he's coming back next year in July. You know what I'm saying, Michael, is that you want to find out what it is, take care of it, and move on. And not have it linger and wonder at what it is, and then you end up getting him back a lot longer than you had thought. So if it is the worst-case scenario, find it out now. Get it taken care of.
The thing that scares me, and we don't know if it's Tommy John.
No.
But, you know, you do an MRI on the elbow, your mind extrapolates to,
sure,
you know, some kind of ligament issue or a flexor tendon. And you have Tommy John surgery as a starter. You probably, if he had it today, you're probably not coming back till August.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if what Don said, they go, well, let's try to see, like, Tanaka tried to pitch through it. You know what? He pitched through it his entire career, and yeah, it never blew. Partially torn UCL. So, if you do that and you take a chance, and all of a sudden, you decide in July you can't do it, then he misses all of next year. So, and then there's, again, maybe we're getting too far ahead of ourselves. At the end of the season, he has an opt-out in his contract. Now, you might say it would be crazy to opt out when you're coming back from a serious injury. Or would it be? Because people might think, okay, one of the great pitchers of all time is now through Tommy John or whatever surgery he would have. I'm going to actually give him a new contract. So, if he does opt out, the Yankees could take the opt out away by just giving him a 10th year at $36 million. I mean, there's so many layers to this, but the only one that I want to concentrate on this year, how does it affect what the Yankees are doing this year? They went out and got Juan Soto to try to win this year, and now have you counteracted the advantage of having a great player like Soto losing a great player like Cole?
Every year is so big for the Yankees, but it can't be any bigger than this year. You have a rental in one of the best players in baseball. And you can live with losing him in free agency if you win a championship. But, you know, missing the playoffs and losing him, Michael, would be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
You can't have that happen. And that would be on the table. If you don't replace Cole, Michael, that obviously would be on the table, right?
It would be on the table. I believe that if you lose Cole, no matter how you replace him, I'm not sure you could catch the Orioles. I think you could get I think you can battle for a wild card. I'm not sure you could make up 19 games to catch the Orioles. It would be a fierce thing to try to do. Now, I know next man up, and you know we named them earlier. Will Warren has pitched well. Poteet has pitched well. Beeter has impressed. Luis Gil has impressed. Those are all possibilities to move up to the fifth spot. But then all of a sudden, Clark Schmidt's your four.
We'll see.
And then Marcus Stroman probably moves up. And then Cortez moves up. And Rodon, I mean, it just has a trickle effect.
Well,
so this is, in the words of Joe Girardi, it's not what you want.
I'm glad you said that, Michael, because it's kind of like what happened to the Mets and Diaz. You can look at losing Diaz and say, okay, what is the closer that replaces Diaz going to do? But then the guy has to now replace the guy that replaced him. So, all right, what's the Yankees record of 33 games that maybe the replacement is going to get in the 23-10 the Yankees were when Cole started? All right, now what's Rodon going to do? What is Cortez going to do? If everybody's got to slot up, Michael, then that means all their starts are affected for what they were projected to win in that span. So if it's three less for the 33 that Cole would have started, it could be three less for Rodon, and and now all of a sudden you're 10 games worse than you were supposed to be. What would their Pecota be today, Michael?
Without
if
Cole?
If they knew Cole wasn't going to pitch.
Well, their Pecota with everybody intact was 94, so you got to take his war away, which would be about 5.
All right, so now you're 89. Now you're a wild card team.
But then who are you replacing him with? Do you replace him with somebody who's a 2 WAR? So then it would be 3. You know, it'd be 91. It's going to have an effect. You can't put lipstick on a pig on this.
You know, listen, 94 doesn't guarantee you anything. Now, listen, it's Pecota. It doesn't matter, but it's a number. So was 94 going to be enough to win the division? It wasn't last year.
They had 94 as the second best record in the American League behind the Astros. So they have the Orioles taking a step back.
That's a huge step back, right?
Yeah, and the Orioles, you know, in fairness, they've lost some people too. And they lost their closer, and they bring in Craig Kimbrell, who's not nearly the closer that Bautista was. So, I mean, there are some things that, but their lineup is stout and young. And I mean, Jackson Holliday could be their starting second baseman, and he's you know, an amazing prospect. So, it's a bad day if we hear really bad news on Gerrit Cole. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey City. Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So I'm a huge Yankee fan, and I feel like Chicken Little right now, like the sky is falling with the news from Cole and Judge coming on the same day yesterday. But I think the thing that is bothering me the most, and it's kind of what you guys were just saying also, where the Yankees, they're always very secretive. They don't tell the fans what's actually going on. They lie. I think Boone said that Judge was scheduled to leave the game when he did, and he'd be back in the lineup by Wednesday, and then all of a sudden he's not back until opening day. So I just hate all of the smoke and mirrors that the Yankees put the fan base through when it comes to these injuries.
Now, I hear what you're saying, Anthony, and that's certainly a narrative right now, but I got to tell you, you're a Yankee fan, and the people that are annoyed with this are a Yankee fan. Are they less than forthright? Yeah, but tell me a team that's not. Because they're your team that you're rooting for. You get frustrated that they don't come out and tell you, oh, yeah, we're sticking Judge in an MRI tube. This stuff is kept close to the vest, A, because you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball in terms of leverage if you have to replace somebody. And B, there are HIPAA laws where the players don't allow you to say exactly what's wrong. So don't just say that the Yankees obfuscate when it comes to injuries. Everybody does. Nobody just comes out and says, oh, yeah, this guy's in a lot of trouble. They say what they can say. They say what they want to say. So you can get as upset as you want, and I get it, I understand it, but tell me the team that comes out and shows you the x-ray, go, hey, look at this, look, no. The ligament's torn. I mean, it's not done in any sport. In hockey, they give you this nonsense, it's a lower body injury. They don't even tell you what part of the body.
No, but in defense of the caller, it's one thing to say, you know, we don't know what it is, we don't think it's that serious, you know, to say he's fine and then he's not fine, but I don't know what Boone's being told is. Is Boone being disingenuous? Are they being disingenuous to Boone? I don't know where
the line
starts.
I have been told by managers, okay, the player doesn't want me to say anything. I've been told you better not say anything. And the player holds the power here because of HIPAA laws. They can't say anything if the player tells them not to say anything. So you're putting the manager in a position to have to lie. So I'm not saying that the Yankees are the best at this where they're so transparent, but again, tell me the team that is. I just told you about a sport that doesn't tell you even what's wrong, Don.
No, I get it, but they'll tell you whether he's out or not. Like, they're not going to tell you, oh, we expect him to play tomorrow, and the next day we find out he's out 6 weeks. They might lie and not tell you his upper body, lower body. They may not give you the information, but they usually will tell you the length of time somebody's going to be out. Like, listen, I'm not going to get mad at Aaron Boone. Like, it's done, but it is a bit disingenuous. Everything's fine, and now, you know, he's in an MRI tube.
Right. It's not a great look. Again, we don't know why these things are said this way when you say, well, it was scheduled for him to be off. Well, it really wasn't. Adam Schefter reporting former Patriot safety Jalen Mills has reached agreement on a one-year deal with the Giants. A former Eagle now plays for the Giants.
Well, now we got a revenge. We got theirs.
Oh, it all feels equal now. I am curious. You know, we haven't talked to a lot of Giants fans today. I am curious if for the people who are just bummed out about seeing number 26 in green next year, whether the end of the day yesterday made them feel better. I mean, you can really make a case, guys, that the additions they made on both sides of the ball were really pretty baller, impactful moves.
Overall, do you take your heart out of it, Peter? They had a good day yesterday.
No, I mean, you could argue that they had one of the better days in the league yesterday.
And you know what? They had a good day, Peter, because the money that they would have had to pay to keep Saquon and to keep McKinney, they used that to get other parts that they need. Right. And they feel that they can replace somebody in the secondary, and they've already replaced Barkley. Now, is Singletary as good as Barkley? But the money they didn't have to spend shored up other parts where they value that more than they do the positions they lost at.
Exactly. And let's say Saquon has a great Saquon year next year, which for Saquon's what, Don? 1,300 yards, and 9 touchdowns, right? One of those kind of Saquon years. If Devin Singletary gives you 950 yards and 6 touchdowns, is that worth the trade-off in the amount of money that you were able to spend other places in big-time positions like a huge pass rusher? Now, you're going to have the whole sports world tell you. You'll be listening to hacks all day who tell you they remember every single play Brian Burns has played. I slept on the guy in Carolina, I'm going to be honest. But Don, when you see on paper what he's capable of, that is a pretty exciting pickup.
Yeah, very much so, and he's only 25.
Our buddy John Heyman reporting that the Mets have engaged with J.D. Martinez. So Don's been saying this for a while. Maybe they wait and wait and wait, and all of a sudden the price goes to a point. The Mets go, okay, we'll take him instead of Mark Vientos.
And he's not a pitcher. You can sign him, you know, opening
one year,
day, and he can get involved.
Hey, to hit a home run, everything needs to line up perfectly, no different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes for proposal, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right, so visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Mention I told you to stop by, you'll get the Michael K. treatment.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's time now for the tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. The Big East tournament kicks off tomorrow at MSG. 8th-seeded Butler takes on 9th-seeded Xavier, followed by the Ed Cooley Bowl. 7th-seeded Providence, his former team, against 10th-seeded Georgetown. That's who he coaches now. And finally, number 6 Villanova against number 11 DePaul. And that was the tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes Seltzer or Schweppes Ginger Ale. People are trying to be helpful on X, so I'm not going to jump anybody. So they were quick to correct me that John Heyman was talking about J.D. Davis. Well, no.
Oh.
He's also talking about J.D. Davis, the guy that was released by the Giants. But earlier in the day, he said that they're in discussions with J.D. Martinez, too.
Okay.
So that was what I was referring to. And the newest bit of information he has is that they're investigating the J.D. Davis situation. So thank you for reaching out, but I was right.
But you can. That's one of the times where you can't get overly mad.
Because... No, I don't get mad anymore. I get even.
But even when you did get mad, you can kind of understand where they're coming from.
Absolutely. I don't get mad anymore, Don. Correct. I'm in great moods.
You really have been.
Why not?
I, you know what? Screw it, right?
You don't want.
That's right, Griffin. Sometimes you got to let it go. You know, I don't know if you know this, Don. Michael is considering doing tomorrow's big Barrett sports event in the nude.
No, he's not.
He's considered it. Michael?
No, I have not considered it.
Why would that be even on the table, honestly?
Well, of all the people, Don, it's something he brings up all the time.
Speaking of nudity.
Somebody brought this up to me, and we talked about this earlier when it broke. Can you imagine? I mean, what would be the most Jetsian thing of all time?
Jetsian thing of all time.
Rodgers being a vice presidential candidate and not playing.
Oh, God.
I mean, the likelihood of that is practically zero. But, right. if it's going to happen to any team, it would happen to the Jets, right?
That goes beyond Jetsian. That's something else I've never even heard of before.
You think he would do that? Sacrifice the end of his NFL career to become vice president of the United States? What do you think?
I think being the vice president of the United States is probably a bigger deal than ending your career on a positive note.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. There's some pretty unmemorable vice presidents. You might want to, if you have a chance, another Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but by the way, hold on.
Who's more impressed with himself than Aaron Rodgers?
Right. Well, no, of course. He believes he should be that. In fact, he'd probably think vice president's a bit below him, but he'd settle. But guys, also, he'd know in his brain there's no chance that's going to happen. So I would just be doing it for the kicks. Right? Like, he wouldn't actually go into it thinking we're going to win this thing.
I'm also
sorry.
The Post reporting that RFK Jr. has Aaron Rodgers as a VP candidate and Jesse Ventura. Who actually was, governor of Minnesota.
I don't know that he's even accepting that offer.
You don't think Jesse Ventura would accept the offer?
I don't know. I don't know if he aligns on everything with RFK. I know they have some similarities, certainly, but I don't know everything.
But it would be Jetsian, to answer your question. And I was saying, speaking of nudity, which usually never gets interrupted. People want to hear when...
Yeah, no, he plowed right over you.
But Mike Maniscalco, who is the voice of the Carolina Hurricanes, I was just talking to him during the break, and he did a morning show with Dave Rothenberg back in the day here in Raleigh.
Oh, he would do it at the Raleigh station. Wow.
Yeah, and he was just talking about do we know that during the championship game against the Packers, by the time the Giants kicked the game-winning field goal, he was completely naked in his living room?
Wait, is that true?
We didn't know that, no. We did not.
Apparently, he just started disrobing over different situations in the game. So, Michael, I guess he's in line with you.
Oh, I mean, in order to fully enjoy, you've got to be fully unencumbered.
You guys never didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I did not hear that story, no. Did you guys hear that story?
I heard him throwing the thing through, breaking the wedding video and throwing the treadmill through the window.
This is a lightweight story compared to the stories we've heard. I'm only bringing it up because I had never heard it before, but where it ranks is way down low. For most people, it would be number one, but for him, it's like 12. I just never heard the story before, but apparently Anthony had.
Is there any way, anything that I could do for you guys to allow me to keep the beard and fulfill the bet at another time?
Well, what do you mean?
I love the way the beard's looking today.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think I could keep it full time.
Are you being serious or no?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Wait a minute.
Because yesterday you said you hated it. It felt like spiders crawling on your face.
Yeah, but you know what? I can put up with it if I look this good.
All right. Then... But you got to give us a little something back in return.
No, I'll give you the Pusick, but at a later date.
Peter, how do these things always end up spinning as a positive to him?
Every time.
It's amazing.
It's interesting that today is the day you like it, huh?
Do you have a monitor there?
Yeah, but I think you look a little hobo-ish today.
No, I thought he looked great yesterday, so it's only going to start to look better as it becomes.
Yeah, it's going to get
better.
It is getting better.
Wow. No, I'll shave it. No, I want to pay off my bet. Let's go to O in Brooklyn. O?
Oh.
Thanks for taking my calls, guys. Michael, I love you. I really do. But it seems like you're trying to give the Yankees a real soft landing. And it's okay, but you killed the Jets all season. So for not being prepared for this type of situation, and you're giving the Yankees a soft landing for not being prepared for this type of situation.
Oh, I know that, you know, you're really leaning into the Yankee boy stuff. That's the most ridiculous parallel I've ever seen. You can't have Gerrit Cole waiting to replace Gerrit Cole. All we asked for the Jets, all we asked of them, right, was to have a competent backup quarterback. It's even applicable to compare the two.
Wow.
There's no way that you could have a backup the equal to Gerrit Cole.
That's
but you could
strong,
have a backup quarterback, you know, that actually can throw the football.
Yeah, you know what? You might have handed Michael Point God. I don't like it. Right before we're getting to Point God, Don, he might have just handed it to him.
I mean, now, can you imagine going after me on that?
No, listen.
I'm not giving the Yankees a soft landing. They didn't do anything wrong. If Gerrit Cole is hurt, he's hurt.
Well, we got to have a replacement for our ace. I mean, the backup quarterback is a thing. Having, you know, having like a...
They do have starting pitchers to take over. The right. Jets didn't have a quarterback to take over for a 40-year-old.
And can we find out... We knew Rodgers was done for the season by the next day. Can we find out exactly what's going to happen? And I'm sure if, God forbid, we find out that Cole's out for the season, the Yankees will pivot. And they will find themselves, maybe not Gerrit Cole, but they'll find a really, really good pitcher. So in office space, O-face meant one thing, but his O-face is just... completely something different.
Do you like the Jets' pivot for their backup quarterback this year?
Yes. I think Tyrod Taylor is
The only thing that worries me is Tyrod is injury prone, too.
I understand. But Tyrod Taylor, if he's their quarterback, last year, they win a couple of more games. They beat Atlanta.
Right.
Right? They beat that. They probably win the first New England game. And now you're a 9-win team, and maybe you're in the playoffs. Tyrod Taylor backing up Aaron Rodgers last year, I think, might have been enough for the Jets to find a way to get into the playoffs. Fair?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Could have. They could have stolen two or three more.
Let's go to Jake in Belmore.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Second-time caller.
What's up?
I just had a question for Peter today to lighten up, you know, the sad Yankee day. Is that Don on your shirt, or that isn't Don? That's my question.
Oh,
I could see what he's seeing, the beautiful mane of hair, but I believe it's a Ric Flair shirt, right, Peter?
That is correct.
Wow.
It is a Ric Flair shirt.
I got to tell you, I've been called a lot of things. Ric Flair is really high up there. I take that as a compliment.
You really should, right? Do you have another?
I'm sure it's not Ric Flair now on your shirt, but if it's like Ric Flair from 20 years ago, gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you know what?
That, it works. You know, when my family was down in Tampa, Ric Flair's the guy who lives down there, right?
Many people do. Hulk Hogan does as well.
Well, but Ric Flair walked into this Italian restaurant where we were and picked up takeout. Just thought
really?
I'd tell you that.
Should have said something to him.
I don't know him.
Yeah, he would. I mean, first of all, I consider him a friend. He would have been. He loves celebrities. Once you realized it was you, he would have been thrilled.
You've got the icebreaker, Peter and my brother. He loves Peter and he loves my brother David. You had the icebreaker right there.
Here's the deal, though. I had no desire to speak to him.
Oh well, then why are you even bringing it up then?
Why? Because I thought Peter would get excited about Ric Flair being.
But
in the
why would
how
do you
I
not get excited about? I'm not even a wrestling fan. How do you not get excited about Ric Flair? Woo!
Why would I know him? Why would I get excited? All you did was badmouth him.
I didn't badmouth the guy. I don't like to talk to people that are famous.
But when you frame it that way, it sounds like an insult, right? Doesn't it, Don?
No, well, I did an entire cross country flight. Didn't say a word to Cindy Crawford
because you thought it was a thing. That was a move.
You thought it was a move by you.
It was not a move.
Yes, it was.
You've been showing off as a play. You've been showing off about it for years.
Yeah, that's all you talk about is, I have a whole cross-country fly with it. I didn't say a word to her. That was a play. It wasn't a play not to talk to Ric Flair. You were disinterested, which is fine. That's a reason to bring
it up.
But
what would I say to him? I don't know. We had your daughter Charlotte on the show.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Dad, you had so many icebreakers. I work with Dave LaGreca's brother, Don. I work with Peter Rosenberg. We had your daughter. What's the matter with you? You're not a conversationalist?
No, I'm not. You know I'm not. Everybody laughs when I say this, but I'm essentially shy.
But but shyness comes from not knowing what to say.
You had a
wealth of information.
You think a guy coming in to pick up a pizza, okay, and maybe a chicken parm hero, really wants to have a conversation with me?
I wouldn't say bothered either. No, I would say Rick would have enjoyed it because you're you and you're the voice of the New York Yankees. He would have
enjoyed
it.
He knows who you are. He's he has a huge sports fan. He's all over. Peter, it's crazy. Like, he's at like every football. He was at like he's at Columbus Blue Jacket games. He can't help but go to games when he's at someplace. So you're telling me he doesn't know the voice of the Yankees. Give me a break.
No, I wasn't feeling it.
Well, that's a different story. That's what it feels like a little bit. That's unfortunate.
A little disrespect? I don't mean it that way.
Flares. That's what he's saying.
That's how it felt, Don. You shouldn't tell a story if it's, you're going to end it with that. I didn't want to.
Peter, so you have an apparatus in your bathroom.
Yeah, guys. It's Peter Rosenberg here.
You could fill it with water, and then what happens?
Sure. Well, you can do so many things. It's Peter here for Bath Fitter. They remodel my bath. They did an amazing job. They customized it for my needs. Process easy. One expert installer. And it was done in a day. No demo. No mess. And Bath Fitter is a permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me. And for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at BathFitterDesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
One thing that we cannot let go by, Don, is the genius and the foresight of our very own Peter Elliott Rosenberg with with Derrick Henry going to the Ravens. Something Peter said years ago has actually happened, Peter. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you do it?
Well, apparently he needs to have like some sort of a stroke. And through that stroke comes genius. But when they say stroke of genius, it means something different.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, Don? I didn't even think about it that way. It was an actual stroke. Can I get it one more time? I want to feel it.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee.
At what point did you know, wow, I really screwed up? The second Henry?
Oh, yeah. You can tell by the way he's saying it, right?
Yeah, it's because I was confused. How was I saying his name again when I already said it once? That was the confusing part.
No, but what's confusing to me, who gets that point, God?
Oh, Peter.
It's me. See, I'm getting a re. This is like a.
Oh, I thought I got it for my stroke of genius comment.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what.
No, it's Peter's.
So, according to this Aaron Rodgers story and Jesse Ventura about possibly being VP candidates for RFK Jr., according to the story, two independent sources familiar with the discussion said both men have welcomed the overtures. I mean, that's so Rodgers. Steve Politi, who is a columnist for the Star Ledger, he said, what if he gets elected vice president and then stays with the Jets and then he's in the Super Bowl in February? I mean, can the Secret Service, like, knock off anybody rushing the quarterback?
But you want your vice president to campaign for you. There's going to be
debates. He does that on McAfee every Tuesday.
By the way, we're just skipping over the fact that the whole thing is completely ridiculous and absurd. We're just skipping past that part.
Honestly.
Why bother?
Again, I'm not, political leanings. This is, out there, obviously, which way you're leaning because he's an independent candidate. But the point is that if you really want him to be president of the United States,
then you are going to do everything in your power to make that so. So you're not going to have time to do anything else. So you're not taking it seriously then. Like, if you've been offered that job and you want him to win the election, you can't do both. Otherwise, you're not taking it seriously.
Andrew Siciliano on the NFL Network said, as long as he's not Surgeon General.
Okay. You know what? You just can't lay off, can you? Well, you don't make it political, okay?
I'm not. He's...
Even though he might run for president. Why would that be political?
He's got a different take on science. He just does.
He sees science different, man.
Hey, congratulations go out to Fordham. They won their game against Davidson in the A-10 tournament in Brooklyn, 71-63. They held Davidson to just 3 points over the final, 6-38. So they advance in the A-10. Anthony, what, three more wins and they get an automatic bid?
Four more. Second round. Quarters, semis, and the championship.
Mm. Four more wins.
So what's next?
VCU tomorrow at 2.
Oh, they can own VCU. You
know, I think Michael, we're going to lose Michael at the beginning of the show, Peter.
Oh, I got a busy day tomorrow. Peter and I have this big, big appearance.
That's right. It's true.
Right. But it's Would You Wednesday?
That's true.
There's a lot going on tomorrow. I'm going to be at George Steinbrenner Field.
Would You Wednesday might not happen on TV tomorrow because it's Yankees-Red Sox at 1 o'clock. So I think Would You Wednesday is a rumor unless you're listening on the radio.
Well, because they got to do the extended post game. But,
we have listeners on the radio.
Extended post game on a spring training game.
So 3:45 is doable. No, it's a 1 o'clock first pitch.
Could happen.
Yeah, it's doable. You're right. But I mean, are you getting to the stadium early, Don?
I wanted to go say hello to Boone. So I asked Michael, Peter, like, what time should I get there for, like, pregame media availability? Because it's not like I waltz into the dugout and talk to him during the game.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
And
what are you saying right now?
So 10 o'clock, and so I'm out.
I think it's earlier, but I'm going to tell you this, though. If you get there at 11 or 11:30, you go on the field and talk to him during BP.
Oh, that's an option?
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that. We're not getting into Tampa until 2 in the morning.
This is all such an example of how lovely a guy Don is. Why don't you just hit him up and go, hey, dude, I'm going to be at the stadium tomorrow. Are you around? Let me come say hi.
Well, he's going to say,
there's a chance he's not going to be.
Game.
Also, he's gotten some bad news the last couple of days, Peter. I don't think he's in the mood to host a party.
Hold on. Everyone hold on. Two things. One, it's Don. It's managing a game of Jace. Let's just be clear. Okay, we're not the only people who believe that spring training is yo-yo bum.
Usually, you're not in the dugout. You're in a folding chair, like somewhere.
Yeah,
in the
not usually. Always with a screen in front of you.
Yeah. Number two. I mean, I know that his job is incredibly serious, and I know the Cole stuff is super super disconcerting. You think that means he's not going to have any social conversations? Yeah. His life now is going to be he's just home. He's either crying at home.
But wait a minute, Peter. Let me come right back at you. When you were the vape ape, were you in the mood to have
this is not a divorce.
Yeah, but this is this might be worse than a divorce if they lose Cole.
It might be worse.
If they lose Cole, this is worse than a divorce.
Oh my! I got news for you. He would, if you asked Aaron right now. I have to harm a hair on the head of someone in your home, or I'm going to trade Garrett Cole to the moon. He would say, send Cole to the moon.
Right.
You think he's a professional. This is a job. I'm sure he's bummed out, but he's going to feel... By the way, these athletes and coaches and managers, you know them. They all believe to some degree, and we'll figure it out. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to figure it out. He's not going to be...
Damn, I look at it as a challenge.
Oh, it's a challenge.
Like they're going to be looking at the MRI, and you're going to see me like lurking in the back, like, "Hey, Aaron, what's going on?"
Right.
I'll see. You know what? You said BP's at 11:30. I'll be there at 11:30. I'll shoot him a text, and maybe I'll go and say hello.
Well, what do you have to shoot him a text? Go on the field.
I think that's more presumptuous than just being like, "Hey, when would be a good time to come say what's up to you?" If you're too busy, because I would throw in, "Hey, if you're too busy, don't even worry about it." But if you're around, I'm doing the show.
Well, but if BP is an acceptable time for me to go say hello, then that's what I'll do. 11:30 is more than enough time, and you know where I'm staying. So, how far is the trip to the stadium?
I'd say you're taking an Uber, right?
I would think.
I would say 15 to 20 minutes. 17 and a half minutes.
I like what you've done there.
Maybe a little less. According to traffic, I don't think there's going to be big traffic then. But if you go there too close to the game time, Yankees-Red Sox place is going to be jammed, sold out.
Well, 11:30 is not too close to game time, is it?
It's an hour and a half before game time. People go there for revelry, to see BP, to enjoy, to take it all in, ask for autographs.
Well, that's where I'm not going to ask for autographs, but I will be.
But what happens if people start asking you for autographs as you walk in?
Well, then I'll accommodate them.
By the way, Don, do you remember, were you on the pre-show call already? You were, when Michael was screaming at me for my different suggestions about the area you're going to be in?
Oh, my God, he jumped you.
He just so you know, not to say you want to do this, but the outrageous thing that I suggested, the restaurant is door-to-door 30 minutes from your hotel.
That's 30 minutes. You think he wants to do that? That's 30 minutes back then.
But how far from George Steinbrenner Field?
That's a little closer. Driving,
all right. I'm aware of how driving works, but I mean, and real quick, Don, aren't you, this is, which day, what day is the game in Tampa?
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
No, the baseball game's tomorrow. The game I'm doing is Thursday, so I just have the show, and I'm going to do the show from the stadium.
Right, so after that, he's chilling. I mean,
yeah. Peter, may I for a second?
Go ahead.
Any restaurant that you're recommending in Clearwater, Tampa has the best restaurants that you would ever want, every big chain that you would ever want.
It's not a
he
chain,
He doesn't have to
though.
Go to
it's
Clearwater.
But wait, you're just such a hack.
You're a hack.
This restaurant, A, is highly regarded, and B, I went there and had it. It was a tremendous experience. And Tampa and the Clearwater area are known, Don, for some delicious steakhouses. This is one of them.
Well,
that's
I can
all.
Give you six steakhouses in Tampa that you don't have to take a 30-minute Uber drive.
And Don, whose food choice would you recommend more?
Well, when it comes to steak.
Yeah, well, now it's a conundrum. Now it's a little bit.
No,
tough,
it's not.
But,
is it?
But I can't believe you were jumped, and I don't know why he's so against Clearwater. There's something.
I like Clearwater. I like
you.
You
sound
like
it. Yeah, I do.
Way
of showing it,
or you really, really love Tampa. One of the two.
Man,
when we come back,
you know what? Just go to Burns Steakhouse.
Well, Burns is the big daddy.
Yeah, and that's in Tampa. It's 5 minutes from his hotel. Peter, tell us, please, about FanDuel, you clown.
Well, before that, let me just say I didn't get a table at Burns. It was booked. So I went to Bascom's, and it was unbelievable, Don. That's just all I'm going to say. I had the best bacon I've ever had in my life. But you know what? I'll leave that for you. And also what I'll leave for you is the opportunity to bet however you want with FanDuel Sportsbook, because they're putting the ball in your court. All right, for the rest of the NBA season, right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. All right, that's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same game parlays. Let's see, you have player props, so many different options all right there at FanDuel.com. Just head over to FanDuel.com/Peter and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA, 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text OPENY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.